again, what is your name?
Michael Tilford.
Okay, who's going to do this at 2 o'clock?
I don't have him.
I got him.
Okay, the Honorable Mr. Johnson is going to serve as a recess, so just hold on. The next voice you will hear will be the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson.
Good afternoon, sir. Could you please state your full name, your ABC number for us for the record?
Michael David Tilford, 313-587.
Okay, so you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I'm going to introduce you to the board members conducting your hearing today. You have the Honorable David Neal, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chair. Sir, my name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as your panel lead today. Also with us today, sir, representing the Department of Correction as well as the Parole Office, is Mr. Turner. Sir, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form advising you of this board's hearing today. You recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes, I do.
All right, sir. On that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
I'm representing myself today.
Okay, thank you, sir. At this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Turner in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, I do.
I do.
Okay, so your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board will determine if the terms, condition of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, the board will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out on phase one, sir. You have three allegations listed on your warrant, Mr. Tilford. I'm going to read each of those allegations to you. When I read you the allegations, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right. The first allegation states that you are in violation of Arizona conditioning of supervision number 7 as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about July 25th, 2018, per the task lab report dated July 27, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
It's true.
Okay. Your next allegation states that you're in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 12C as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives by failing to attend substance abuse counseling on or about July 28, 2018 as written on July 24, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
That is also true.
All right. Thank you, sir. Then your last allegation states that you're in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 3, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at Greenway, 2501 West Elm Street in Phoenix, Arizona, on or about July 28, 2018, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. The defendant's whereabouts are unknown, thus he's absconded from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
The third one is also true.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, then, well, based on the admission of Mr. Tilford, we're going to move to find that he was delinquent as he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, and that he may have lapses about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Agree.
Motion by myself, second Mr. Neal, agree. Dr. Wright. Okay, so we're going to go into phase two in here. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you under community supervision. We're going to start off phase two and get some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Turner. Then I'm going to go over some information with you, sir, and then give you the opportunity to present any information that you'd like to present to the board, okay?
I actually have a question. Mr. Turner was not my parole officer. It was Edward Ramos.
Okay. Mr. Turner is not your parole officer. Mr. Turner is here. He represents the Department of Correction as well as the parole office. So he's just representing your parole officer. Okay?
Understood.
All right. Mr. Turner, go ahead.
Mr. Tilford was released from ADC custody on 4/26/2018 and arrested on 8/13/2018 by Phoenix PD. No new charges are noted. Turned back to ADC custody on 8/13/2018 with an adjusted CSED of 3/10/2019 with 16 abscond days. Current conviction, 2014, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. 2015, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. 2016, dangerous drug violation, 2 years, 6 months. No prior convictions. This is his first term in ADC with a CUIR score of 2-1, mental health score of 2, substance abuse score of 2. No STG information is noted, and there's no prior terms of supervision. He has no disciplinary. There were other arrests, however, the charges were dismissed or not filed. He has a GV score of G3, V3.
So, Mr. Tooker, when you were released, you were approved to reside at the Oasis, 2218 East Polk Street here in Phoenix. You were discharged from the halfway house on July 17th because you were no longer able to keep up with the rent. And then, according to CCO Ramos, you were then approved to reside with your sister and brother-in-law, Larry and Margaret Chavez, at 1329 East Del Rio Drive in Tempe. You only stayed at that address until July 24th of this year when your sister did not want you to reside with them anymore because they noticed that you was under the influence and that you were coming in late at night or not at all. You made contact on 7/25, July 24th. And was referred to the Greenway Halfway House located at 2501 West Elm Street. You left the Halfway House on July 28th and never returned. So did you just totally relapse, or what happened, sir?
I did relapse. And to be honest, at that point, I gave up. I did. I was having so much problems with myself, not necessarily with anybody else or with probation, that I ended up relapsing, and it got worse from there. I take full responsibility for that. Like I said, it was nobody else's fault or problem but my own. This time, being in prison, being in Marana, so far since I've been here, I've attended every substance abuse class as far as like NA and AA. I'm in substance abuse for a period of 3 months. And also I've attended like the church groups, the Bible studies and whatnot, trying to change my thinking. Because I believe that is my main issue, is my thinking. I also obviously have a drug addiction problem. But if I don't change my thinking, I'm never going to be able to beat the drug addiction problem. That's my thoughts. So, I mean, what I'm trying to get at is that the time I've been here, I've been trying to make a positive accountance of it. You understand?
Yes, sir.
That's pretty much all I have to say at this point.
So what programs are you taking now since you've been incarcerated, sir?
All the programs except for a substance abuse class that I was appointed by Marana, that's the only class that I have to take. They actually put me in that class. When I say they, I mean Marana. All the other classes are, are voluntary classes. There's two Bible study groups that I go to. I go to the church group, and there's another Bible study group on Saturdays. There's one on Friday, and there's one on Tuesday, I believe. It's Wednesday. And then I go to a motivational speaking class that's on Thursday. NA and AA on Saturday, Monday, and I believe that was it.
So what kind of drugs were you doing? So what's your choice?
My drug of choice is crystal meth.
Okay.
So were you doing anything else besides meth while you were out, sir?
No, sir.
So what caused you to relapse, Mr. Tiffer? Because it looked like, according to your program, that on May 15th, you had a UA that was negative. Then on June 4th, you failed to provide one, but you took it with directed on the 7th, June 7th, and that was negative. Then June 21st, you provided a UA that was negative. And then on July 16th, you failed to provide. Then on July 25th, took the CCO almost took it off, so I don't defend it. And they came back positive for methamphetamine. But you were doing good, sir. So what caused you to relapse?
I don't know exactly what it is. What it was, I was, when I got out, as you said, I was doing good. It was hard for me to get a job. When I ended up losing my place at Phoenix Oasis at the halfway house, and I went to my sister's, it wasn't that great at my sister's, we'll just say that. As far as coming in late and things like that, I was doing my SAGE classes at the time. And on Tuesdays and Thursdays, they knew I wouldn't be home until like 10:30 at night because of where they lived and where my SAGE classes were. I had to catch a bus, and then I had to catch the light rail, and then I had to catch another bus. They had issues with that. They thought that I was taking too much time to get home and whatnot. And I was only there for maybe 3 weeks, three and a half weeks, something like that. Not even a month. I know that. I don't know. Like just having a hard time getting a job. Not really having a lot of support. That's what caused me to relapse. Like I said, I just ended up giving up. I was thinking to myself, you know, this is too much, and I'm not going to be able to do this. So I was also on minimum supervision probation.
Uh-huh.
Pro, I mean, not probation, pro. I do believe that if I am not given so much freedom this time around, if I am reinstated, that I won't give up as easy. You understand?
Yes, sir, I do. All right, sir, let me see if the board has any additional questions. What happened when you, how did you come in contact with Phoenix PD?
I was actually at a park that's on the corner of 28th Street and Adams.
Uh-huh.
That's in Phoenix, Arizona. I believe the zip code is 85034. Uh-huh. I don't know if you need all that information, but I used to live not too far from right there, so that's why I know what the zip code is. Nonetheless, I was there. I had an issue with a bicycle that I had, and I decided I was going to fix it because there was shade there and whatnot. The Phoenix PD showed up. They said that somebody called them stating that there was people smoking marijuana there. That was false. I don't smoke weed. And there was also another gentleman there with me that was not smoking, wasn't smoking marijuana either. And they talked to us for a couple of minutes, came to the conclusion that the allegations were false about the marijuana smoking.
Uh-huh.
They took my information, they took the other gentleman's information as well, went back to their vehicle, ran their names, and that's when I found out I had the warrant. That's when they found out I had the warrant, and they detained me.
Okay. Mr. Tiffin, I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions for you, sir. Okay. So we have additional questions coming from the board. Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir. I'd like to read a couple of notes from RMS that were documented.
Okay.
On 7/24, this would be the day prior to him being referred to the RCBM program. Cecil Ramos and the Palmos noticed the offender did not provide a urine sample, that he was directed to do so on 7/20. The offender had called and admitted that his sample was going to be dirty from methamphetamines. He stated that he was hanging out with a girl prior to sex. She broke out the drugs since he did not want to mess up a sure thing. He went ahead and used. He also explained that it also enhances the sex. Cecil Ramos told the offender that he knows all about that and that it's something that he still needs to work through. Cecil Ramos told the offender to provide a urine sample anyway, and they would work with him on the situation. Cecil Ramos was going to see him on Saturday when he had checked out the new address, but that he was no longer living there. So that's when he went to the RCBM program. On 7/25, the offender admitted that he got into a fight with someone on the streets. He stated that he was in the area where people use drugs, and he and the other guy were high. He states that he tried to avoid it, but the other guy would not leave him alone. There was no police contact from it. However, he did injure his arm and thinks he may have broken it.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Turner. Mr. Tipper, the board is coming up on a conclusion on your hearing, sir. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board without repeating yourself?
Basically, like it stated before, if you guys do reinstate me, and I know that it's probably a very slim chance, but if you guys do reinstate me on some type of standard or maybe intense supervised probation or parole, like I said, I do believe that my chances of success on parole increase significantly if that is the case. I got out of prison last time.
Mm-hmm.
I had every intentions on doing well, of completing parole, not absconding, not violating in any way. And obviously that did not work out. Like I said before, I believe that's because I had too much freedom. I don't know what the outcome is going to be, but if, like I said, if I am reinstated on some type of standard or ISP, I believe that I could finish out my parole term with no other violations. That's all I have to say.
All right, thank you, sir. Mr. Tucker, the board's going to go into a discussion, so while the board's in discussion, I'm going to ask you to remain on the phone. However, I need you to remain silent while the board's in discussion. We will make a determination while we're in discussion to either revoke or reinstate your community supervision, then we'll get back to you, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Tucker. The board's going to go into discussion. We've had the opportunity to read information on the wire and also talk with Mr. Tilford, and Mr. Tilford did was gone for a short period of time, which was 16 days that he actually was absconded. However, Mr. Stewart had moved out and he stayed with his different residents and some of his brother's residents he actually stayed at. And he said that he just actually relapsed, and then after he relapsed, it got so bad he just kind of gave up, and things just got worse from there, and that his choice of drugs is methamphetamine. And since he's been back incarcerated, he has been taking some program. That program seems to be working out for him. And I think it'd be best for Mr. Tiffin to continue to take those programs while he's incarcerated, so that when he gets out, he can be stronger and hopefully not do any drugs and become a productive citizen from that point on and not have any negative contacts with law enforcement or have to come back before this board again in Owens. That's my opinion. However, I am willing to listen to the rest of my colleagues.
Agree.
Okay. Therefore, I am going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Tilbert, found that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapses or probably about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Second.
Agree.
Motion by myself, second Mr. Neal. Agree, Dr. Wright. Mr. Tilford?
Yes.
Sir, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. However, you will be released on March 10th of 2019, which is a little over 6 months from now, that you will actually be released and back out on your own. At that time, you won't be on any parole or community supervision. So hopefully those classes that you're taking while you're incarcerated, you can keep taking those classes and get yourself off drugs so that when you're released, you get out and hopefully not doing any drugs and be a productive citizen out there. So you have shown during your first months of release that you can go drug-free. You tested and you were negative, so just hope you get some real help while you're there, that when you get out, you can continue to test and be negative and not have any drugs in your system, sir. You don't have a long criminal history, so you do have the opportunity to become a productive citizen. And I think, Mr. Tilford, you really make your mind up that's what you want to do, that's what you'll do. And I want to wish you the best of luck, Mr. Tilford. Thank you for taking the time and opportunity for appearing before this board. Sir, please set the phone down so that we can have the next person come in.
All right, thank you.
All right, thanks.